Our next case this morning is number 063992 and number 071581, the United States against Valencia and Bentecor.
May it please the Court, Gerardo Gutierrez on behalf of Joel Valencia.
Counsel.
We're here basically asking to have the advisory guideline calculation in this case set appropriately. We believe that the defendant was entitled to a minor role participation pursuant to 3B1.2, and that the judge in this case incorrectly applied the rule of leniency in this case. As you know, this case involved a person who sat watch on a 330-kilogram shipment that came in to a particular location in Chicago, and he sat at what is called a drug stash house. He helped bring in the loads, sat on guard over the loads, and at one point made a delivery at a strip mall with a portion of this load.
I can understand why he had got an enhancement for his role in the offense, but that wouldn't be appropriate here. But I don't know why what he did would qualify as for a reduction.
Well, I believe that that the standard here is less culpable than the average participant. And if we only look at the people who pled out in this case, who were captured and pled out in this case, then those persons, such as myself and my co-counsel's client, were among the least culpable in this case. So I think that the balancing act that was performed with the least culpable of the actual participants that came to judgment. But this was a big conspiracy. To be held accountable for 330 kilos in a large conspiracy where the average participant is moving in shipments from another state, delivering things to another state, putting traps in cars. I mean, this is a big cocaine conspiracy.
Well, was there just one stash house?
There were two stash houses. And he was at the one stash house and moved materials over to another stash house. But his primary responsibility was to sit watch over the stash house.
And he did this for some period of time, right? Every day?
He did, yes, Judge. Presumably every day for 2.5 months.
That's fairly significant role. The district judge wouldn't have enhanced him.
Right.
I don't know why he would deserve a reduction. Well, calculating the range here, it's like somebody who's sitting home reading the newspapers and watching for news to report to somebody. That's a pretty minor thing to do. But you're guarding an expensive shipment of drugs. That's fairly significant.
Well, much is made of the word guarding. I mean, he was unarmed. Obviously, I'm assuming his role was that any accidental trespasser onto mm-hmm. the property would be alerted somehow, more like a watchdog, as if you were. But he did participate in loading and unloading, and he did participate in acting as a lookout. And I think that in and of itself might not have been enough, but for the fact that when sentencing the co-defendant got a benefit of a 40-some-month reduction, 44-month reduction, I believe it was, and he was termed as a complete mule in this case. I think that was the quote that the judge stated. And my client didn't build a trap in his car, and he didn't travel to Detroit to deliver a shipment. So I submit that if he's calling one person a complete mule and giving him 44-month reduction, that in terms of comparativeness, we are trying to compare apples with apples, then my client should have received a downward departure as well. Thank you.
Gutierrez. Mr. Gutierrez, now we'll hear from Ms. Moran.
May it please the court. Good morning. My name is Mariah Moran, and I'm here to, and I represent Mr. Bentecourt. With this appeal, we challenge the district court's factual determination for purposes of 3B1.2 that Mr. Bentecourt was not a minor participant in the extensive drug conspiracy for which he was charged. While the factual determination of this type is left to the district court's discretion, absent a finding by this court of clear error, I submit that this case there is clear error. The district court made a finding, as it should have, that Mr. Bentecourt was the equivalent of a pretty much a complete mule. However, it committed error when it failed to take into consideration Mr. Bentecourt's minor participation when the district court calculated the advisory guideline range.
Well, didn't Bentecourt, besides being a mule, didn't he guard and hide drugs?
The record, he did not hide or guard any of the drugs that were in the stash house. What he did do, and what was undisputed by Mr. Bentecourt, was that he made one trip at the direction of higher-ups to make a delivery of cocaine to Detroit, from Chicago to Detroit.
And how much was involved there?
That was a little over, I think it was 31 kilos. Mm-hmm. There was some discrepancy, it was 30 or 31.
Pretty significant amount.
It was significant, but not nearly as significant as over 300 kilograms of cocaine that this conspiracy involved. He also was involved in the day of his arrest on one instance of building a trap in the car, although that was not completed. And also, I would like to note that on that day, he was found in the garage with Adrian Duarte, who the court found was the leader of this conspiracy. So at all times, any activity that Mr. Bentecourt had in this conspiracy, he was always under the direction of higher-ups. He had no specific role in the conspiracy. He never guarded the drug stash house. And he also, it's worth pointing out, his first involvement with the conspiracy was just a little bit over a month before it ended. If the district court had properly considered Bentecourt's minor participation in the offense when calculating the advisory guideline range, his total offense level would have been 25, with a guideline range of 57 to 71 months, rather than the total offense level of 35, with a range of 168 to 210 months. This resulted in a 24-month deviation in his sentence because he also was subject to the 10-year minimum mandatory sentence. So what separates this case from other cases that challenge the district court's denial of a minor role reduction is that the district court found that he was a mule in this, and that's significant because then after making that finding, he departed. However, the error lies in the fact that he did not take into consideration that minor role under the advisory guideline range. And again, it resulted in a significant deviation between his sentences, possible sentences. The government, you'll hear, is going to go to great efforts and lengths to increase and talk about the involvement that Mr. Bentecourt had. And some of the information that was included in the pre-sentence investigation report, which the district court was privy to and took under consideration, is information that was a result of the safety valve proffers of the two, most culpable individuals in the conspiracy. And for that reason, I think you have to somewhat discount some of that information. I think that our position is that the court rightly found that Mr. Bentecourt was a mule and played a minor role, but made the error. See that my time is.
You still have a minute.
Thank you. Erred in not doing so when calculating the advisory guideline range. Mr. Bentecourt's activity in this conspiracy is along the lines of the defendants in cases like U.S. v. Hunt and U.S. v. Almanza, in which minor roles and minimal roles were found to be appropriate.
Now, you're in your rebuttal time if you
understand.
Want to save any time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Moran. We'll hear now from Mr. Yeadon.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court. My name is Ken Yeadon. I represent the United States. In this case, the district court's decision should be affirmed. Valencia and Betancourt were not minor participants in this drug conspiracy because they performed multiple roles for the drug conspiracy. Now, first, Mr. Valencia. He was not a minor participant. He did much more than simply sit on a stash house. He earned a salary of $1,000 per week, which is equivalent to more than $50,000 per year. On October the 13th, 2004, both he and Mr. Betancourt were security for a 3-kilo delivery of cocaine. He was additionally a security guard at the stash house and lived at the stash house for several years. He also transported loads from that stash house to the second one. He also unloaded cars, too. The district court had more than a basis for finding that he was not a minor participant. Additionally, Mr. Betancourt was not a minor participant. He, as I just mentioned, and Mr. Valencia were security for a 3-kilo delivery of drugs. On February the 6th, he drove 31 kilos of cocaine from Chicago all the way to Detroit. He unloaded at least one bulk shipment of cocaine. There was evidence in the record that he had also helped deliver at least one load to Indianapolis. And then on February the 20th, 2004, he was at the stash house and built a trap compartment in a car to hide cocaine and the cash proceeds from the sale of the cocaine. And on the ground next to the car was more than $500,000 in cash. Again, the district court had more than a basis to find that he was not a minor participant. The government would request that this court affirm the district court's decision. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Yeadon. How much time does Ms. Moran have? Mr. Gutierrez? 1 minute.
Briefly, Judge, 2 points. Did not live at the stash house for 2 years. He was there for approximately 10 weeks. Secondly, on page 11 of the government's brief, I think there was a typo where they refer to Valencia as having installed a trap. That was Mr. Betancourt who installed the trap in the car. Thank you.
Thank you. And Ms. Moran, I will give you a minute as well.
Briefly, Your Honors, just to touch on a point that the government raised, and remind you that at the day of the arrest, in terms of any responsibility he had in attempting to build a trap in the car, he was there being supervised by the head of the conspiracy. And just like any other, his other minor role in this conspiracy was always done so at the direction of those above him. He played no significant nor assigned role in this conspiracy. The district court was correct in finding that he was a complete mule in this conspiracy. However, it erred in not taking his minor role into consideration in calculating the advisory guideline range. I respectfully request that this court remand for resentencing with instructions to the district court. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Moran. Mr. Gutierrez and Ms. Moran, you both served by appointment to the court, and you have the deep thanks of the court for your fine efforts on behalf of your clients. Indeed, our thanks to all counsel of the case, and the case will be taken under advisement.